Hello, it's Rachel Miller of All Things I See. Welcome to my audio guide to my masterclasses. I'm so excited that you want to find out more, and my aim of this time with you is to break them down in terms of what I offer, what you can expect, how to make the right choice if you're looking at my masterclasses website and trying to figure out which course is the right one for you. So my aim and my intention of recording this guide is to just discuss it through with you. And if you have any questions, please do get in touch with me. You can email me, rachel@allthingsic.com, or you can find me on Twitter @allthingsic. So masterclasses, what are they? How do they work? And what do you need to know? All Things I See exists to help internal communicators help themselves when it comes to this wonderful world of internal comms. So I offer consultancy and I write a blog on internal comms. And since 2016, I've been hosting masterclasses for professional communicators. And there's a range of different ones and a range of different courses. So I run monthly masterclasses, which are open to everybody. And there are three main topics that I cover, and I rotate them. So every month there's one masterclass that you can sign up. So one month it might be internal communication, the next month it might be strategic internal communication, and then the third month it might be change communication. So how do you choose? How do you know which one is right for you? Well, internal communication course, as opposed to the strategic internal comms course, is designed for you if you are brand new to internal communication. So if you've never studied internal comms before, if you've never worked in the world of internal comms before, and you are suddenly in the deep end, this is the course for you. And I've designed it so if you've been working in internal comms for up to 5 years, I think, then this is the course for you. So within the course itself, I mean, they're small. So let me tell you what the room's like, and let me tell you what the size of the group is like. Every single monthly masterclass that I run, I keep deliberately small. So there'll be a maximum of 9 practitioners in the room, and the majority of people are normally in-house. So people like you, they're in-house practitioners, and I've created them to be a safe space. So you can come along and learn. You can come along and ask questions. Even if you are, and I've had this in a number of courses, a senior practitioner, if you are perhaps a director of communication, who's worked in communication for years and years, maybe in PR or external comms or marketing, but you've never looked at internal communication, then this course is also for you. You might suddenly have inherited a team of internal comms practitioners and you need a deep dive. One day, how on earth do I get up to speed in the world of internal comms? That's where this course can help. It's also useful to boost or refresh your skills if you've been working in internal comms up to 5 years. So if you've never studied comms before, if you are brand new in, or if you're suddenly responsible for internal comms in your organisation, the internal comms masterclass is for you. And you will leave with practical skills and confidence to understand the role of internal communication, to know what the different communication channels are and how to choose, to combine theory with practice, which is really, really critical. So in creating these masterclasses, I've given you a real healthy dose of comms theory, and I'm coupling it with experience, with reality and practice. You'll leave knowing the latest trends. You will leave understanding planning, strategy and stakeholders, and also knowing what's working and how to make the most of what you have. In other words, measurement. I've got a whole section on measurement in every single masterclass that I run. So the internal comms masterclass, as with all the others, really works by having a small group because it's your safe space. So if you're happy to share experiences and examples with your peers and provide and receive honest and constructive feedback, then the internal comms masterclass is the one for you. I've got some great feedback on my website from practitioners who've been on the course and have given us a bit of a flavour in terms of what it's like to actually go on the course. So for example, Lindsay Neri, who's a communications executive at Metropolitan Housing Trust, has shared some feedback and said that Rachel's IC knowledge is immense and she's incredibly generous with it, which is nice. Thank you, Lindsay. The masterclass was well structured and interesting with a good mix of theory and practical skills. I left full of ideas with a reading and action list I'm looking forward to getting stuck into. What about the other courses that I offer? Well, next up is the Strategic Internal Communication Masterclass. And we cover what does it mean to be a strategic internal communicator, which is the pinnacle of internal comms at the moment. We're talking about what it means to be a strategic internal comms practitioner. So this course has been designed to build on your existing internal comms knowledge. So it's suitable if you are a senior comms professional and you're looking for a confidential space to learn, ask questions, and air your challenges and ideas. So you will also leave equipped with internal communication theory. You will leave equipped to have difficult conversations with your CEO and your stakeholders. We have ample opportunities to talk that through. So if you're struggling with your stakeholders, if you're struggling with your team, if you're struggling with your CEO, come along and be honest. Come along, and at the beginning of all of my masterclasses, I set the intentions for this to be a safe space. So you can come and share information with your peers and know that it will not leave those four walls. Within the Strategic Internal Communication Masterclass, we also look at employee engagement and how it fits into organisations. And that's a really important element of the course, because I don't believe you can talk about internal communication without talking about employee engagement. So I've put them together in this course. You'll also understand the role of the modern senior communicator and their team. So we look at things like, how should we structure our team? What do you do if you're the team of one? How do you demonstrate gravitas? How do you be a role model for effective internal communication inside your organization when there's just one of you? So we talk about all of that. We also look at personal branding. And I introduced this on my courses in 2017 based on feedback from clients and people in my network. And the Strategic Internal Communication Masterclass gives us an opportunity to really talk that through. And I've developed a toolkit that I give to people who come to the masterclass to help them learn and take away as a self-reflection once the masterclass is finished. You'll also keep updated with the latest trends, analyse communication methods, and I've also included sections on planning, stakeholders and measurement in the Strategic Internal Comms Masterclass. So I've also got some feedback on my website, so if you want to discover what it's like to actually attend, Advita Patel has written a lovely blog about what it's like to attend the masterclass. So don't just take my word for it. Do check out Advita's blog. You can find the link on allthingsic.com/masterclasses. And within the description for the Strategic Internal Comms Masterclasses is a link to Advita's blog. So Liz Scorey, who's from the College of Policing, recently came on the Strategic Internal Comms Masterclass in 2018. And her feedback was, I've wanted to do this course for a long time and it certainly delivered. It was great to network and take time out for myself as an IC professional. I cannot recommend more highly how this is valuable time and not costly. I had already actioned some ideas I gained within 24 hours. There was so much food for thought. Every senior IC professional should do this, and every organisation with a senior IC professional employed with them should send them on it. Thanks, Rachel. Thanks very much, Liz. Delighted to hear that you found that so valuable. So this masterclass is for you if you have accountability for internal communication in your organisation. If you want to build on your existing knowledge and take your internal communication to the next level. If you're happy to share experiences and examples with senior level peers and receive honest and constructive feedback. It's also for you if you'd like to meet other communication professionals and expand your network. So everyone who comes on one of my All Things I See masterclasses is then invited to connect with me on LinkedIn, and I invite you to a closed alumni masterclass group. And the reason that group exists is because I know from feedback from people who attend a masterclass, they'd like to continue communicating with each other. So I've created a closed environment where you can do exactly that. After each masterclass, I send a feedback form to the group, for each group of delegates, and ask for their advice, and ask what they found useful, what they didn't like, to help me constantly improve. Sometimes my masterclass attendees ask me to share their email addresses with each other. So there's a couple of email groups that are going on over the past year and a half since I've been running these courses that I'm part of, where delegates communicate with each other via email, and we do group emails and ask for advice and guidance rather than use the closed LinkedIn group. That's also okay. The last masterclass I want to talk you through is the Change Communication Masterclass. Now, this was a new one I introduced in 2017. And the reason being, change, as we know, is constant. And change is one of those topics where it's just in everything that we do. And I was finding that in my previous masterclasses, in the internal comms one and the strategic internal comms one, it had a tendency to dominate discussions, and we weren't able to get through all of the content that we wanted to as a group because people were really struggling with change comms issues. So I've designed a brand new masterclass to tackle it head on. So this builds on your existing communication knowledge, and it's suitable for comms professionals who are looking, again, for a confidential space to ask questions and air challenges and ideas. And I keep the group size deliberately small so everyone can make the most of their time together. Now, particularly if you're looking at change communication, it's often quite sensitive. Change isn't always negative. Change could be a bike to work policy, or it could be a fundamental restructure or a merger and acquisition of your organisation. We use the term change to apply to all of that. So this is an opportunity for you to come together with your peers and ask advice about change communication. So if you know that you've got change coming up, or you just think your skills are a bit rusty, or you've never had to do a change comms plan, for example, come along and ask for help. Or equally, if you've done it oodles of times but need a bit of a refresher, or you would like a bit of change comms theory, come along and share your experience. So what will you learn? You will leave the Change Communication Masterclass with practical skills and confidence to understand change communication theory, to examine the role of the modern senior communicator and their team when communicating change. You can ask for advice with your change comms needs. You can also discover how other people communicate change, including restructures, office moves, and much more. And we'll also look at analysing communication methods, including planning, stakeholders, and measurement. So if you are happy to share experience and examples with peers, if you would like to receive honest and constructive feedback on your change comms that you've done or that you're planning, then the Change Communication Masterclass is for you. Now, what is it like to attend this particular masterclass? Catherine Bissell, who was at the BBC, came to my Change Communication Masterclass in 2017, and she said, "I came away from the masterclass feeling completely inspired and rejuvenated. Sometimes as comms professionals, we get so caught up in delivery, we don't take a step back and think about the theory behind what we're doing. The Change Comms Masterclass from All Things I See addressed that head on, and I could happily say it was the most enjoyable and valuable course I've been on for years." I love that. Thank you, Catherine. Delighted with your feedback. What can you expect when you sign up to an All Things I See Masterclass? Well, the monthly masterclasses are held at Wallace Space in Covent Garden. And I've chosen Wallace Space to be my home for my masterclasses because it's exactly the sort of environment that I like to spend time in. And I know from feedback from practitioners who've been on my masterclasses that you do too. So I chose the Covent Garden campus because it's really easy to get to. So I have people fly in from all over the world for my masterclasses, from the UN in Berlin, from Nigeria, from Luxembourg, all over. And Covent Garden is quite accessible to get to from various airports and train stations. So if you are travelling, for example, then I know that it's a good place to get to. The courses start at 9 o'clock and they finish at 4:30. And the reason they finish at 4:30 is often because people are travelling, be it on a plane or train or bus, or all sorts of people are travelling in from all different places. So 4:30 seems to be a good time to finish. We cover a lot as well. You will be ready for a break at 4:30. Wallace Space is a lovely place to spend the day. They have good food, good light, good experience. You will not go hungry. I promise you, you will not go hungry. So they have an incredible array of food and they cater for all dietary requirements. So I've never yet been there and not been happy with the food and the provisions. We have tea and coffee and fresh juice and nuts and snacks on tap. You cannot move for food, honestly. So we break at various times throughout the day. And I like that because some places that you do courses at are very prescriptive and that you have to have a break at 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. And I break when I see people start to shuffle and they need to have a little break. And I also break when it's the right time within the conversation. I don't want to stop a conversation that people are having because we're due to have tea. And Wallace Space enables me to do that, which is lovely and part of the reason I really like being there. So what can you expect when you come into the room? When you come into the room of one of my All Things I See masterclasses, you will discover a table with postcards on, with name cards on, and with a sign-in sheet and some gold goodie bags. Now, when I was creating my masterclasses, I wanted to design them to be the complete opposite of every course that I've ever been on. My masterclasses are an investment. They're your investment in yourself, in your career, in your development, and it's your time and your budget. So I wanted to design an experience where you feel invested in. So in my goodie bags, you will discover some items that are just for you. And these are normally things like Moleskine notebooks, all things I see, pens, some chocolate, and maybe an item for well-being, which often is a stress reliever, aromatherapy. I don't know what it's called, like a roller ball, just for you. And there's also a crisis communication guide, which hopefully you won't need, but if you do in future, you'll have it to hand. So the day starts, this time starts together at 9 o'clock. So it's plenty of time. If you arrive a bit early, there's always time for tea. So do go and grab tea and coffee and juice and snacks and bring them back into the room. And we're ready to start for 9 o'clock. Now, the reason I have a sign-in sheet is because if you are a Chartered Institute of Public Relations, CIPR, or Institute of Internal Communication, IOIC, member, you can earn Continuous Professional Development, CPD, points or hours by attending one of my masterclasses. So it's 10 points with CIPR and 6 hours with IOIC. However, you need to prove that you've actually been to a masterclass. So I get you to sign, everyone signs a signing in sheet upon arrival. And then at the end of the day, I will give you a certificate. And that's the evidence, that's the proof that you need that you have actually attended. So when you go to log CPD with CIPR or IOIC, you need to demonstrate that you've attended. So the sign-in sheet and the certificate enable that to happen. Now, if you are a member of either of those associations, then you can also benefit from 20% discount. And if you are a non-profit organisation, you can also benefit from a 20% discount. So if you see my website, you can find the codes that you need to put in at the checkout to enable you to save 20%. Every All Things I See Masterclass attendee is very welcome to ask questions before, during, after the course. My lovely executive assistant Louise is on hand to help you. So when you sign up for a course, or if you're thinking about signing up for a course, do get in touch with us. You can contact me, Rachel at allthingsic.com, or Louise at allthingsic.com. Now, Louise is in charge of making sure that everything runs smoothly. So she will follow up with you if there's any problems with things like dietary requirements or access requirements or invoicing, or you have any queries about travel. She will send you your invoice and she will also send you your joining instructions. Now, in the joining instructions, you'll find the address of Wallis Space, you'll find an overview of the timings, you'll find where exactly it's located and the best transport links that we recommend. But if you have any other queries, do please get in touch and we'll see how we can help you to help you not worry about your masterclass. I often get queries about dress code, and I've decided to put it on my website now because I was getting quite a few queries. Basically, come in whatever you're comfortable coming in, wearing. So think smart jeans rather than a suit, if you like. You can wear what you like. No one's going to be judging you for what you're wearing. You don't need to bring a laptop with you unless you choose to, but in all of the masterclasses that I've run over the past 18 months, no one's ever chosen to get their laptop out because this is a place for you to come and learn and come and listen. And there's notepads in the goodie bags that I've given you, and there's notepads on the table. And I encourage people to complete the postcards. So on the table, you will find postcards which are All Things I See branded. And the reason I like to have those is because this is just for you to capture your notes. I don't know about you, but when I go to a course or a conference, I take in so much information and I make so many notes that I get to the end and I look down and think, oh my goodness, how do I make sense of all the things that I've captured? So the idea of having postcards is I set a challenge at the start of the masterclass and I encourage people to think through three things that they're going to do differently. So when their boss says the very next day, was that course worth going on? They are going to have three actions to take, and that could be a book they're going to read, it could be a conversation they need to have, it could be a person they want to look up, whatever it is. And at the end of the day, if people are feeling brave, then we go through that list together. And I find that really helpful because it enables me to know what people are taking away from the masterclass? What is it that struck them? What is it that was going to help them do things differently the very next day as a result of the investment in their learning? So I find that really useful and valuable to hear. So I hope that helps answer your questions on the monthly masterclasses that I run. I also run a number of other options and other ways where I can support you and I can work with you. Actually, one thing I'm not mentioned with actually is one person per masterclass has the opportunity to work with me for an hour. So I've introduced a new option, which is a VIP masterclass place. So this is an opportunity to, once you've booked your place, you can extend it to have 1 hour with me one-to-one. And clearly there's only one place available per masterclass. And I've done that because people have been asking whether we can work together after a masterclass. So I decided to offer it more formally. So you can choose to do that. So once the masterclass has happened, one person and I sit down and spend the whole hour concentrating on them. So whether you want to ask me about your career, whether you want to consolidate your learning from the day, pick up anything that you want to have more clarity on, share comms plans with me, or share a struggle with me that you're having, or just sit and chat about internal comms and trends for an hour, whatever it is that you need help with, I'd love to know how I can help you. So one person per masterclass can have an additional a bolt-on, if you like, to boost their booking and have a VIP masterclass place. So you can find all of that information on my website, allthingsic.com/masterclasses. I'm also running an offer so you can book two masterclass places and you can save some budget in doing that. So if you decide that actually there's more places that you, more courses that you want to book onto, and some people have been to all three, which is great, then you can save money by doing so. So if you book one masterclass place, it's £599 plus VAT, or you can book two places for £999 plus VAT, which saves you £199 plus VAT. And if you are outside of the EU, then obviously your masterclass places won't have VAT. So do contact us if you have any queries and we can talk it through and invoice you to reflect the fact that you don't charge VAT. Okay. So the other masterclasses I want to share with you are a small team day and a large team day. So sometimes you may just want a masterclass for your organisation that doesn't involve anybody else, and we can certainly do that. So I have two options to choose from in terms of bespoke masterclasses. So you can do a small team, which is up to 5 people, or a large team, which is 6 to 10 people. And if you have any requirements inside or outside of those, do get in touch with Louise and I, and we're very happy to talk them through with you. So bespoke masterclasses could be ideal for your organisation if there's something in particular that you're working on that you can't ask for advice about or be seen to ask advice about in a large group. So whether you've about to float your company on the stock exchange, maybe you've got an IPO, initial public offering happening, for example, and you can't ask for help, or maybe just want to have a day to yourself, which is completely fine. And you want me to come up with some bespoke content, which is just for you. There's certain issues that you're grappling with, or certain things you want to talk through, or if you want to spend the day brainstorming, I would love to find out how I can help you. So I hire rooms at Wallace Space. I also hire them in a couple of other locations, but because the food's so good and because the location is so good and the staff there are so lovely, that is my preferred supplier. So my preference always will be for us to go to Wallace Space and Covent Garden, but I'm open to ideas. I've also hired Wallace Space in St Pancras for a client. Went and spent the day with two lovely ladies and we brainstormed together for a day on their internal comms strategy. So I'm open to your ideas. Please let me know how I can help you. So this is your confidential space to air concerns and ask me to help you tackle your challenges. There's some other options I offer to help you, and I offer phone consultations. So if you have an issue that you're grappling with, and if you don't have the budget to come to a masterclass, then there are a variety of ways that you can get in touch and you can ask for help. So I offer 1 hour phone calls, 90 minute phone calls, and 2 hour phone calls. And you can even buy a package of six phone calls, so that's 6 times 1 hour phone calls, and you can space them out if you like. So that's an opportunity where you can have some accountability and you can pick my brain once a week, 6 times a month, once a month over 6 months, whatever makes the most sense for you. So if you're working on a project particularly and you need advice and guidance at the beginning, middle and end, for example, We can do that. So all of the details of the phone consultations can be found at allthingsic.com/masterclasses. The final two options I want to talk through with you are a one-to-one consultancy day, which is a VIP day, and then a VIP mentoring package. So the one-to-one consultancy is just so critical for many senior practitioners as an investment in themselves. I love doing these days. It's a real honour and a real privilege to work with practitioners and help them be even better at what they do. So whatever level you're at, whether you're brand new into comms and you need a booster, you need a refresher, you need just an injection of ideas and examples and inspiration, ask me to come work with you for a day. It's my absolute pleasure to do that. I love the one-to-one consultancies. So we can brainstorm together. We can analyse the way you work, spot opportunities for improvement. So if you're struggling with things like issues like, is my comms team structured in the right way? Is my internal comms strategy any good? How can I demonstrate gravitas as a communicator? How can I get senior leaders to listen to me? How do I get people to use our enterprise social network? I've developed a campaign and I'm not sure if it's any good. I want to share it with someone. All of these are possible. So I'm open to your ideas of the ways that I can work with you and the ways that I can coach you for a whole day. So the VIP day, I normally hold these also at Wallace Space in Covent Garden, again, for all the reasons I've outlined, because it's a really good space to scribble away for the day and really invest in you and concentrate on you. And we will use both of our brains together to help solve your problem. And you will leave there with some solutions and you will leave that time together with some action plans. The opportunity I want to talk through with you is a VIP mentoring package. So this is looking at, we spend a day together in person. This is the VIP day in person. And then you'll have calls. So once a month for 6 months. So once every 4 weeks, I will call you and I will see how you're doing. And I will check in with you and I will keep you accountable. And I will make sure that you're doing all the things that you want to be doing. I will make sure that you are delivering on your promises. You are really spending time investing in your own learning and giving yourself the opportunity to check in with me once a month. Let me know how you're doing. I'd love to find out how you're doing. So all of these options can all be found on my website, allthingsic.com. So there's plenty to choose from. There's lots of opportunity there to choose from. So if you have a question, if you have some feedback, if you want to have a chat, if you want to find out more, I'd love to find out how I can help you. So do feel free to email myself, rachel@allthingsic.com, or my executive assistant, louise@allthingsic.com. And we'd love to find out how we can help you. And I really hope to see you at one of my masterclasses very soon. Thank you for tuning in. Bye.